Hello, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. And we'll start with the commercial news. Our first story from the front page is entitled Skills for Life, and it's by Carol Rome. Danville. LaRon Mack raised his eyebrows as he unwrapped the odd-looking utensil he planned to use to eat his bright blue slushy drink at Taco Bell. It was a mystery wrapped in cellophane. The utensil wasn't a spoon, but it wasn't quite a fork. Northridge Middle School Principal Eliza Brooks, who handed the life skills student the utensil, reassured him, "It's okay. It's a spork." The spork wasn't the only learning experience that day for LaRon and his seven classmates, who were on a field trip that started at the Education Personnel Federal Credit Union. Students learned how to cash a check for a little spending money that they used to order their lunch from a menu at Taco Bell. Northridge life skills teacher Whitney Spencer, a Danville High School graduate who was a Golden Apple Scholarship recipient, said her 10 students started the school year by going on one life skills field trip a month during the first semester that has since increased to two field trips a month during the second semester. The field trips and activities are ways for the youngsters to acquire the skills needed to learn how to live independently. Students in the life skills classroom have been busy working on independence this school year, Spencer said. They have been learning about safety inside and outside of the classroom, how to manage money, manners while in school and in public, and so much more. One earlier activity entailed the life skills students making grocery lists for a meal that they would later prepare and shopping for those ingredients. They're building those functional skills so they can live independently when they grow up, Spencer said. To earn a little spending money for their field trips out in the community, the life skills students complete tasks around Northridge and in their classroom. The students do laundry for the school every day and wash the Northridge girls and boys sports and PE uniforms and the PE pennies that they wear, Spencer said. We also have a few students who wash tables and sweep in the cafeteria after lunch, she said. Students clean the classroom, take care of the classroom pets, recycle every other week, shred papers for the nurse, and any other help the school needs on a daily basis. Every month, the school district issues a small stipend check to each life skills student, which allows them to practice their signature so they can endorse the back of their check, Spencer said. Students also get the chance to go to the bank and cash their own checks and learn how to manage their money, she said. So far this school year, Spencer's students have ventured to McDonald's, Ambuck's Playground for Everyone, Subway, Festival of Trees, County Market, Mad Goat, and Steak and Shake. While out in the community, students are using the skills they have learned in the classroom, Spencer said. Our support staff travels with us. Occupational therapists, physical therapists, and speech-language pathologists, and this allows the students to work on additional goals while out in the community. The students are learning how to be functional and independent members of the community, how to order at a restaurant, and how to handle and manage money, how to use manners, and more while out and on community outings, she said. Prior to their field trip to Taco Bell, students practiced ordering using picture cards that showed illustrations of tacos, taco sauce, sour cream, and drinks. The picture cards are additional support to advocate for the kids so they can order for themselves, Spencer explained. They can verbalize, but sometimes it might be hard for them to differentiate what they want. For one student, Liam Sparks, the picture cards were critical in helping him order his lunch. He's nonverbal, so these picture cards serve as his communication, Spencer said. Liam's classmate, Kyler Pollard, also relied on his picture card to order lunch. I want tacos, hot sauce, tomatoes, and a drink, he said. Devontae Derrickson, the cashier at Taco Bell, was impressed with Spencer's students. I think it's awesome they get to do this, he said. Next week, DHS students will accompany the Life Skills students to Lincoln Lanes, where they will bowl. Other upcoming community outings include Wendy's, Pet Supplies Plus, and Dollar Tree. Brooks said she was impressed with how much the students had learned and how far they had come in their journey to live independently one day. "I've known these kids since I was a principal at East Park," Brooks said. "What we take for granted, like ordering from a menu, is a challenge for them." Brooks praised Spencer and her work with the youngsters. "She's awesome," Brooks said. "These kids are doing things they haven't done for years. Some are speechless, and now they're trying to communicate." Spencer, who is a first-year teacher who returned to Danville after college, said she believes teaching children is her true calling. "I love every part of it," she said. "I've always wanted to teach in my hometown. I wanted to come back and give back to the community that's given so much to me." Our next story is entitled "Waiting on Video Game Licenses." And this is the City News. "City Committee to Act on New Rules for Applicants" by Jennifer Bailey. Danville, 27 of the city's 30 video gaming licenses are already taken, and the city clerk's office continues to receive regular inquiries about the remaining ones. Deputy Clerk Megan Mudd said additional state licenses for businesses also could be pending at the Illinois Gaming Board's March meeting, meaning the businesses also need city licenses. "They're in different stages," Mudd said, of those pursuing licenses. Due to not having a waiting process in place for the city's video gaming licenses, the City Council's Public Services Committee tonight will consider adding language in city code pertaining to licensing about a video gaming license waitlist. The new language states, "A video gaming licensee waiting list shall be maintained by and in the city clerk's office. Once the maximum number of licenses have been issued, prospective licensees will be placed on the waiting list in order of their delivery of their completed application to the clerk. The prospective licensee will not be placed on the waiting list or their application deemed complete until all conditions of the application process in this chapter have been fulfilled. In addition, to be considered in the number one spot on the waiting list, the prospective licensee shall pay the licensee fee within 15 days of delivery of the completed application to the clerk. The annual city license fee from May 1st to April 30th is $600. The annual fee can be reduced by $50 for each full month that expires prior to an application being submitted to the city. Renewal applications are to be submitted at least 14 days prior to the expiration of the license year. Other new language includes, "Any licensee who has a change in ownership after the maximum number of licenses are issued will be added to the waiting list as referenced in and pursuant to the requirements. Each licensed premise, other than a licensed truck stop establishment, shall possess a current valid liquor license issued by the city during which a video gaming terminal is made available to the public for play at the licensed premises." In September, the Danville City Council voted to amend city code pertaining to video gaming licensing and limiting video gaming licenses to 30. The amendment limited the number of premises that can provide video gaming, and it also put in place the annual video gaming license fee. Recently, Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. commented on the Danville casino application process. He said, "Frank Sporsich, who is a Danville High School graduate, lives outside of Fithian and is a retired Vermilion County Sheriff's deputy, has been assigned to Dan as Danville's representative from the Illinois Gaming Board." Williams said the IGB has until September 30th to approve the casino license application. "We imagine it might still take a while yet," Williams said. He said he met with Sporsich about 30 minutes, answered questions, and gave him additional background information. Williams said the city and Haven Gaming are at the stage where applicants are being interviewed. That's a good sign that things are heading in the right direction, Williams said. At last month's IGB meeting, the board didn't approve Haven's application amendments to include corrections and updates, such as with owners and investors. Also at tonight's meeting, there will be a public hearing for the Community Development Block Grant Budget Year 2020 through 2024 Consolidated Plan. In other business, the committee will consider the following. Approving submission of grant applications that total $600,000 for the 2019 Assistance to Firefighters Grant for a firefighting pumper and $363,375 for 45 self-contained breathing apparatus and accessories. The city's portion for those items are $54,545 and $33,034, respectively. The grant deadline is March 6th. Also, creating a police secured funds fund for municipal court seizures and other forfeited and abandoned money to be transferred from the evidence money holding account to this new fund, and amending the 2019 to 2020 and 2020-2021 fiscal year budgets for the police department. On a related note, entitled If You Go, says the Danville City Council's Public Services Committee will meet at 6 tonight at the Robert E. Jones Municipal Building, 17 West Main Street, in the lower level City Council chambers. The new Danville Housing Committee will have its second meeting at 2 p.m. Wednesday, also at the Municipal Building in the lower level community room. The Housing Committee is expected to talk about vacant buildings, exterior display of tarps, and the city's rental housing registration. And our final story today from the front page of the Commercial News is entitled Youth Showcase Talent at Soul Garden Fundraiser. This is also by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Those attending Soul Garden Recovery Center's event on Friday can have a nice dinner, hear and see some entertaining music and dancing, and support Soul Garden's mission. A Child's Voice Above the Noise Youth Talent Showcase and Chicken Noodle Dinner will be at 6 p.m. Friday at Harrison Park Clubhouse at 1300 West Voorhees Street. Dinner starts at 6 p.m. There also will be artist displays and a sale, and entertainment starts at 6:45 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $6 for children under the age of 10. Tickets are available at the door. This second annual event is focused on Children of Addicts awareness to bring attention to the most vulnerable victims of addiction. The concept of the fundraiser is that children are sometimes drowning in the chaos and noise of addiction in their family, and we want them to use their talents as a release from the pain that they sometimes feel, according to Lisa Byth, a Soul Garden board member. Byth says entertainment will feature some of the talented youth from Northridge Redcoats and music and dance presented by various artists. We will also have the young people who were involved in camp, Care for You, talk about their experience at camp and share some of their coping skills they learned to deal with the chaos and of addiction in the home, she said. The chicken and noodle dinner will be cooked by the fantastic ladies from the Knights of Columbus, Byth said. There is also a silent auction where youth with artistic talents will sell their art, with half of the proceeds going to the artist and half to Soul Garden. Proceeds from the event will go to Soul Garden's general operating fund. It will also help us find our Camp Care for You sessions this summer and other family support programs. Our goal is to provide services for everyone in the family, from those in recovery to the family members who need recovery as well, according to Byth. Soul Garden Recovery Center at 801 West Fairchild Street is a nonprofit organization founded in 2014. Its mission is to unify the community by educating, advocating, supporting, and empowering long-term recovery and reducing the adverse impact of alcohol and drugs on children and families. Soul Garden Recovery Center welcomes anyone who could benefit from support groups, resources, and activities devoted to addiction recovery and family healing in its safe, supportive, and drug-free environment. It is operated by peers and volunteers who are passionate and hopeful about recovery and family healing, and activities are designed to help people with their journey to sobriety and family stability. They welcome people in all stages of recovery and those approaching recovery from different perspectives. And now we'll turn to the obituaries for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. And the first is for Cheryl Lawrence. Cheryl L. Lawrence, 65, of Danville, passed away February 22, 2020, peacefully at her home. Per Cheryl's wishes, she will be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville is in charge of the arrangements. Raymond Myers. Raymond Myers, 82, of Chrisman, passed away at 3:50 p.m. on Saturday, February 22, 2020, at his home. A celebration of Raymond's life will be at 1 p.m. Thursday, February 27th, at Chrisman Church of the Nazarene at 313 North Pennsylvania in Chrisman, with Pastor Corey Swinderman officiating. The visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, prior to his service at the church. He will be laid to rest in Woodland Cemetery in Chrisman. His family was assisted by Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be given in his name to Chrisman Church of the Nazarene. David Laker. David Lenning Laker, 84, of Philo and formerly of Danville, passed away at 10:47 p.m. Tuesday, February 18, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A celebration of his life will be held at a later date. Friends and family are invited to attend. Memorial contributions may be made in David's honor to the Alzheimer's Association. Lawrence Frieden. Lawrence Wayne Frieden, 67, of Danville and formerly of Loda, passed away at 1:25 a.m. Friday, February 21, 2020, at Waters of Covington in Covington, Indiana. A private family funeral service will be held at Bayer Family Funeral Services, 406 East Pell Street in Paxton, followed by burial in Pine Ridge Cemetery in Loda. Memorials may be made to an organization of the donor's choice. Vernon Smiley, Jr. Vernon Smiley, Jr., 95, of Danville, passed away on Friday, February 21, 2020, at Danville Veterans Affairs Ileana Healthcare System. A celebration of Vernon's life will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 26, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, at 3940 North Vermilion Street, with Pastor Ann Schwartz officiating. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25, 2020, at the funeral home. He will be laid to rest at Sunset Memorial Park. Lewis Swallow. Lewis Swallow, 66, of Fairmount, died at 12:55 a.m. Monday, February 24, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Robison Chapel, 103 Douglas Street in Catlin. And we'll turn to the Rediscover Danville column now from the News Gazette. And today it's entitled Celebrate Leap Year Day in Danville. This is by Carol Nichols. Looking for a special way to celebrate Leap Year Day this Saturday? Consider asking that special someone to dinner and a show, a special concert, and or a night out on the town. The Dark Horse Theater Company of Vermilion County will be performing The 39 Steps at the Danville Boat Club on beautiful Lake Vermilion. The evening starts at 6 p.m. with a delicious dinner, followed by a night of laughter. The 39 Steps tells the story of a man with a boring life who meets a woman who says she's a spy, leading to a mysterious organization called The 39 Steps, tracking him down, climaxing in a death-defying finale. Dark Horse promises an unforgettable evening of pure pleasure. For more information, see the Dark Horse Theater Company, Vermilion County Facebook page, or call 217-442-4021 for reservations. Tickets, including dinner and the show, are $35 each. The good news is you can go Friday or Saturday night. Also on Saturday, meet the songwriters that brought you some of your favorite country songs. Bless the Broken Road, Wild Angels, Strawberry Wine, Cowboy, Take Me Away, and many more. The Danville Symphony Orchestra goes country as they present Stars of Country Music in an evening of songs and stories with the people who wrote them. From the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, Marcus Humming and Matraca Berg will be at the Fisher Theater alongside the Danville Symphony Orchestra. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with the show starting at 7:30 p.m. Concessions, beverages, wine, and beer will be available for purchase. To purchase tickets, see www.danvillesymphony.org or call 217-443-5300. Student tickets are $10, adults $25 to $35, and mezzanine seating is $75. No matter how you start your evening, stop in at the Party That Never Happened at the Vermilion River Beer Company at 103 North Vermilion in downtown Danville, where they love parties so much they want to have one every 4 years. Enjoy a day of music, merriment, and mirth on a day that only occasionally exists. Celebrate your February 29th birthday with the people that love you the most, and if you were born on February 29th, 1936, you'll be 21 and can legally drink. Live music throughout the day, drink specials, games, and all sorts of hanky-panky. Rediscover Leap Year Day in Danville. You won't have another chance until 2024. And we have another short note here, also from the News Gazette, in the Around the Area section, entitled Critical Role Leads to Award. Hoopston. Former Hoopston resident Alexis Dean Rosales was honored with the Distinguished Hoosier Award for her more than 12 years of work at the Indiana Department of Corrections, said Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, who presented the award to the 2002 Hoopston Area High Grad. She's played a critical role in revamping educational programming and vocational training initiatives that are helping lower recidivism and empowering inmates to enter the workforce. And from sports in the commercial news, we have a story titled End of the Line for Storm. And this is by Chad Dare. Pontiac. Aurora Christian coach Bernie Wilkie has seen on film that the Salt Fork girls' basketball team was scrappy and built on defense. Wilkie said his Eagles had to match the Storm's effort on Monday night in the IHSA Class 1A Super Sectional at Pontiac High School to be successful. Aurora Christian not only matched Salt Fork on the defensive end, but the Eagles on the battle of the boards, and turned that into points as Aurora Christian advanced to this weekend's state tournament with a 53-18 triumph over Salt Fork. We have told our girls all year that we needed to play every defensive possession like it was going to be your last one of the season, Wilkie said. We talked about how Salt Fork was a scrappy team. They rebound and they get on loose balls. They attributed that to their win in the sectional. If we didn't win the boards, we were going to be in trouble. The Eagles, 31-4, turned 19 offensive rebounds into 17 second chance points as they won the battle of the boards 44-26. Anna Griffin, a 6'1" junior forward, and Thaya Luce, a 5'8" sophomore forward, each finished in double digit in rebounds as Griffin had 10 rebounds to go along with her game high 19 points, while Luce had a game high 14 rebounds to go with her 9 points. They have had two really good post players, said Salt Fork coach Brian Russell. They are not only taller than our girls, but they are also a little stockier. Our girls fought hard inside, but they just went and got whatever they wanted, and that allowed them to make easier shots than we got. That size advantage for Aurora Christian was definitely a factor on the defensive end. Salt Fork wasn't able to get very many easy looks at the basket. The Storm made just 2 of 22 from the field in the first half as they found themselves trailing the Eagles 22-6 at halftime. I thought defensively we did pretty well to hold them to 22 points at halftime, said Russell, as the Eagles were averaging 68.5 points per game in postseason play. The ball started bouncing their way in the second half, and they got some layup situations. I was proud of our defensive effort. The ball just wouldn't go in the hoop for us enough. Part of the reason for that was the defense of Aurora Christian sophomore Kendall Carter. The 5'6" guard was matched up one-on-one with Salt Fork junior Carson Todd, who was held to just 1 point on 1 of 2 free throws, while Todd was 0-for-9 from the field. Kendall Carter was the unsung hero for us, Wilkie said. She defended their best player with no help side responsibility, and Kendall did an unbelievable job. Russell admitted that's something that the Storm, 23-13, has faced in games against teams like Bismarck Henning, Rossville Elvin, and Unity. That's something we have to keep working on, Russell said. I've told our girls to use this night as motivation to get back here next year. Salt Fork's Kaylee Davis, who had a game-high 9 points for the Storm, is the only senior that played on Monday night. Aurora Christian will play Lewistown, a 64-46 winner over Glenn Carbon, Father McGivney, in second IHSA Class 1A state semifinal at 1 p.m. on Friday. The first semifinal at 11:15 a.m. will pit Tri-County against Lanark Eastland. And finally, from the community briefs section today, Danville Lions to meet. Katie Osterber, peer court coordinator, will speak at noon Thursday to the Danville Lions Club in Spanky's Banquet Hall at 409 East Main Street. And teens can make a first aid kit at 5 p.m. Wednesday during Danville Public Library's Teen DIY in the Teen Zone. For high school age teens, and 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday is tween gaming for children for ages 8 to 11 to game together in the children's program room. And that's about the end of our news for today, for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. And again, my name is Greg. It's been a pleasure reading the Vermilion County News for you today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.